I think it's very interesting listening to you, that the sort of the texture of it, which is that on the one hand, as you said in the beginning of the first episode, you still support it. On the other hand, I'm hearing a lot of things through it that suggests that you can also, or I also feel that you're reconsidering bits of it all the time as time's passed.
No, I think how I'd sum it up is that for the whole, you know, obviously for those soldiers who were killed, who died, for all the other people who were killed and injured, for all the trouble there has been, I can make the case that a lot of the aftermath problems were created by forces who would be doing other terrible things elsewhere were it not there, and might even have been doing it there. But at the same time, I recognize that, you know, it's one of those things that you just put into the category, you just wish it had never happened. You wish it had never happened. You wish that that Tony Blair and the government had never been put in that position, but they were. And I think, look, I still talk to Tony about this. I talk to him a lot. And I think he thinks about it a lot and thinks about it deeply. And I think if you were to talk to him and have the same conversation with him, I think he'd push back a lot harder.
Yeah. I have had.
Exactly.
and he does. Yeah.
So I do marry these two things. I understood at the time, I remember sitting down with Robin Cook when we wrote his resignation letter together.
Yeah. Yeah.
And him saying to me, he said, I can't believe you're so strong on this with Tony. I can't believe you don't see what I see, the way I see it. And I said, well, I see why you see it that way. Mm. I do see that. But at the same time, I'm with him because he's having to make this decision. Yeah. And, you know, my job's to be there and do whatever I have to do in those circumstances. But it doesn't mean you can't see the nuance now.